Today's show is sponsored by the Sonic Guys on Ice. For years, America has been thrilling to the exploits of the two wacky, burger-loving guys behind the Sonic commercials, and now they've taken their act to the ice. It's the Sonic Guys on Ice. Watch TJ and Peter skate while eating double cheeseburgers and drinking chocolate cookie dough Master Blasts. With over 470 dates across America over the next 6 months, there's no way you can miss Sonic Guys on Ice. The commercial's so nice, they're now on ice. Let's do the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which every episode of Friends is recapped in an episode of this show. My name is Tom Sharpling. We've got a great show for you, so let's go and get ready to meet my friends, the Friends. All right, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast show. My name is Tom Sharpling. I am the host of the show, and I am joined by engineer Pat. How are you?
Hello. Doing great. How are you?
Good, good. This episode of Friends is season 2, episode 12, and this one is called The One After the Super Bowl, Part 1. And this aired on January 28th of 1996. It was written by Jeffrey Astroff and Mike Sikowitz, and it was directed by Michael Lembeck. And then for people who don't know, the plot of this episode is that Ross sees a TV commercial of featuring a monkey that reminds him of his monkey, Marcel, that he had given to the, to the zoo. And Ross decides to go visit the San Diego Zoo where Marcel is, because he's going to a convention out in California anyway, and he's told by a zoo rep that Marcel has died, which upsets him, but then a zookeeper sneakily tells Ross that Marcel was put into show business. He was kind of stolen from the zoo and put into showbiz. So that takes Ross back to New York, where Marcel is filming in the movie Outbreak 2, The Virus Takes Manhattan. And so he's looking to reunite with his monkey. Meanwhile, Joey is dating a fan of his who is a fan of his soap opera Days of Our Lives, of his character Dr. Drake Ramore. He's dating Erica, and she believes that he really is Dr. Drake Ramore. Meanwhile, Phoebe is dating Rob, who's a guy who hires her to sing songs for kids at the library. And her songs are a little too real for the parents about real life. And she gets fired from the job. But it turns out that the kids really responded to her songs, and they come to the coffee shop to hear her sing the songs. And this episode, this one, it's interesting. It's called The One After the Super Bowl, Part 1. And that is because this is the episode that was in one of those famous post-Super Bowl slots. Networks are always, it's always, what are they going to put on? Whichever network
right
has
after the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah. What is it going to be? So NBC had the Super Bowl. And they're like, we're putting an episode of Friends on, not just a half hour episode. This is going to be a double episode because it was an hour long episode and it was divided into two parts for syndication and everything like that. So, so that's how this one, that's why this one has that title. And this episode, this is a great episode. Marcel's back, who's been gone for a while.
Yeah, and you know, Marcel really, I don't think, ever got his due in the first season. I mean, the show was quirky, the show was new, the show was hip in that first season. And if anything made it stand out, it's that monkey. I mean, the first season, you know, for these quirky young professionals to be living in New York, one of them has a monkey, Tom. Mm-hmm. That's cool. And that really made the show stand out. Then suddenly, I don't know if it was a network note or criticism or what, monkey's gone.
Yeah, they shuttled Marcel pretty quickly.
And that wasn't even an episode. It wasn't even like a point of anything. It was just suddenly we were to, as the audience, understand that this monkey is gone.
Well, no, there was a thing where they said goodbye to Marcel.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, that was... Yeah, that happened.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, there was a whole episode where that was the
Oh, really?
Point.
Mm-hmm. Well, even still, they had a whole episode, and then, you know, what? I mean, that's just kind of a weird thing to do first season after the show is kind of known for such things. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, it's nice that they brought him back, but I kind of wish he stayed for the whole run.
Sure. You wished it was the Marcel was the seventh friend.
He was the seventh friend.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say... today's show is sponsored by the Sonic Guys on Ice. Now, we've all loved the commercials for the Sonic Drive-In restaurant chain, starring the lovable duo of TJ and Peter, how they eat their food at Sonic and drink their Sonic drinks and shakes. And we've all wanted more, and we've all been denied more until now. Our prayers have been answered. TJ and Peter are taking their beloved characters on the road and to the rink with the Sonic Guys on Ice. So you can revel in the spectacle that is the Sonic Guys eating tots and supersonic bacon double cheeseburgers while executing ice skating moves worthy of the Olympics. And for those who want to know, yes, the rumors are true. They will be skating while being sprayed by hundreds of gallons of Powerade Mountain Berry Blast slush. I think that's part of the closing portion of the show. And I'm hoping to get some free tickets from the sponsors here for this. But if I don't, I'll buy the tickets for it. No problem. The tour is going to last from now until early September with 470 dates scheduled. So there's no way these two aren't skating in your neck of the woods. So use offer code MeetMySonicFriends when purchasing your tickets to receive one extra skating routine at the show you attend. That's very exciting. The Sonic Guys on Ice. The commercial's so nice, they're now on ice.
Love it.
Yeah, so that's coming up. The stalker on the episode, Erica, played by Brooke Shields. She's on it. She's really good on it. She believes that Joey is Dr. Drake Ramore. And another cameo is Chris Isaac, musician Chris Isaac is.
And another cameo.
Uh-huh.
The Simpsons' own Dan Castellaneta.
Castellaneta. Yes, Castellana.
Yeah.
He's
the zoo employee.
He's the zookeeper who tells Ross, your monkey's still alive. And
this is a great thing for people to do as far as, you know, drawing in attention post-Super Bowl. You throw celebrities in. Mm-hmm. You know, you get someone, you get a heavy hitter like Brooke Shields, and and you get some ratings. Do you know that this was, I guess because of the Super Bowl, one of the most watched episodes ever?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was, and that's actually one of the upcoming facts I have. Chris Isaac is the musician in the thing. Fred Willard is another cameo in it. He does a guest turn as the zoo owner who deceptively tells Ross that Marcel is dead. Yeah. So
that was never really explained either, was it? Why he was throwing him off the scent, you know?
Well, I guess you can assume he took the money at some point. He was paid off by showbiz. And do you have anything for this day in Friends history, Pat? That's your segment.
Yes. Well, of course I do. I think it's a kind of an obvious one, but this day in Friends history was the Super Bowl, the big game.
Okay. Yeah. That's
Super Bowl XXX, triple X.
Okay.
Super Bowl.
That's the super. So yeah. So your this day in Friends history is literally Okay.
It's in the title, yeah. And it's the fact. Yep, I mean, yep. you can't get bigger
gotcha,
than that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the different segments. Friends first.
Friends first.
This is the first two-parter for Friends. First two-part episode. Yeah. It's kind of a thing that they will do many times as the show goes on. There's 10 seasons of this show. Friends fun fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Yeah, this Brooke Shields won the lead of her own sitcom, Suddenly Susan, based on her successful performance here.
Oh, really?
Yes. This helped her get that job for the 1996 sitcom, Suddenly Susan, because this aired in January of 96, and that show started in the fall of 96, I'm assuming. Yeah, that's...
Do you remember Just Shoot Me? That was another good one.
Just Shoot Me was a popular NBC show, yeah.
That was it's a good decade for shows on NBC.
Yeah, NBC had a good run with it. The line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
Okay, now this is when the stalker is driving, is at the place, at their apartment, and scaring everyone, and Joey says, "Okay, we'll just leave, and when we pass her on the stairs, she won't know it's me, because we never met." And then Chandler says, "That's how radio stars escape stalkers." Which is, And rank the episode. This is a very good episode. The guests are incorporated very effectively. These are like flashy episodes, like show busy episodes of Friends. Like a lot of splash in them.
Yeah.
And because they're putting their best foot forward because they're on the big stage. I like all of it except for when they sing. The Lion Sleeps Tonight. That's moments like that I feel are, those are like crowd-pleasing in a very pandering way.
Well, I swallowed that pander.
Uh-huh, you like it.
I swallowed it whole. I love that stuff.
Mm-hmm, okay. Well, I guess that's, more people probably loved it than not, so yeah, that's...
Well, speaking of people not loving it, I mean, even though this was the most watched Entertainment Weekly famously gave this episode a C, calling it fragmented, poorly paced, and only sporadically funny.
So,
yeah.
So they're flashing their teeth on that one over at Entertainment Weekly.
Very critical. And I mean, rightfully so. It's a highly rated time slot.
Mm-hmm.
So they had their teeth out for that one.
Yeah, exactly. They were looking to make their mark with a biting review, no pun intended, because they had their teeth out. I give this 8 out of 10 Friends, and to rank the Friends,
I just want to say I got the rough mixes back yesterday
of
this bumper. This is going to be the bumper I have.
That's right, because you've been digging in, and you made a series of bumpers very quickly. Which was maybe not the most effective
approach. I rushed it out of excitement.
Mm-hmm. So you've been working. Then you decided to adjust your approach.
I've gone to school on it, and it's been such a learning experience. I mean, I could thank so many people. I won't right now, but I got the roughs back yesterday, and I sent back my notes, and we're going to have a really good bumper very soon for Rank. Rank the Friends.
Okay, great.
What did you just say?
I said rank. We could do... Yeah. I don't know where you did. Phoebe, Rachel, Ross, Joey, Monica, Chandler. That's where we're at with that. And that's where we're at with this episode of Meet My Friends the Friends. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be back with another episode soon. And... I want to say thanks to Josh Cantor for his work on the music. It's fantastic. Wish the opening thing was a little shorter.
Thanks, Josh.
So I could get... Yes, thanks. Okay. Yes, I was thanking him. Conversely, I wish the ending was a little longer because I would give... Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Josh.